You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Auckland's trains are frequently running into issues of cancellations to the point they're unreliable. How can people trust public transport when this is the case?
Yeah, I think, one of the things we're doing is working with Kiwi Rail to try and make it as reliable as possible. We're having to do some real lobbying efforts there. Look, we're as frustrated as everybody. I mean, as a Westie, I hear it all the time, people sort of feeling like you can't rely on them, and I totally get that. We just got to do better. So we're putting the case to Kiwi Rail as hard as we can. And in terms of the public transport, I'll just point out that buses are still going pretty well, still fairly reliable in terms of their stats as well. So maybe just look at your options, I'd say.
Who is most dependent on public transport in Auckland? A lot of our listeners are students. Are they a group you hear from?
Oh, 100%. So, students, absolutely. Young people and also kind of older people as well. It's kind of a reverse bell curve a little bit. But the data is really clear. We've heard that at the very least 25% of Aucklanders cannot drive. Like, it's not an option for them. That's one in four. So we've got to make our public transport as good as we can, and that's honestly a huge focus in terms of myself, in terms of what we're sort of arguing for, yeah.
I saw the idea of a weekly public transport fare cap of $50 proposed by Mayor Brown. Will this help get people on public transport?
Mate, absolutely. Look, on a personal note, I've been pushing for this really hard over multiple council terms. I'm just really, really glad that this is being pushed forward. And look, stop me if I'm going too far, but it's one of my favourite topics. But, you know, if you go 15 kilometres out of a city centre, which for a Westie is Te Aroha South, so it's not very far, right? You'll find that we have the fifth most expensive public transport fares in the world, and I'd imagine it might have even gotten worse since that data was collected. So we have to do something to flatten the fares, to make it cheaper for outer suburban commuters to actually make public transport an option, which is far too expensive for them. So a $50 a week fare cap will put about $500 at the very least annually back in the pocket of a peak public transport commuter from West Auckland. So, you know, it's a council budget that actually gives you money back. When have we ever said that, right? Like, it's a fantastic idea, and I just hope that everyone gets behind it.
Is this something we've seen in other New Zealand cities?
To be honest, I'm not aware of what they do in other New Zealand cities in that regard. I'm always up for kind of learning a bit more, though. But yeah, I'd say we're quite unusual in terms of our fare structure in Auckland. The sort of central areas are relatively cheaper than the outer areas. And, you know, when you look at data on who's using vehicles and the sort of climate emissions that they produce, you'll find that sort of places like my ward, places like Howick, further out areas, we've got to really encourage them to take public transport. That's another way that we can reduce our carbon emissions. So, yeah, I think it's very important for our city. I'm not quite sure what they do in other cities. I'd like to know, though. That'd be cool.
What's the process to get this policy through? And also, can I ask, if the idea didn't come from other New Zealand cities, where did you first hear about it?
Yeah, I mean, so there's been data worldwide collected, like I've sort of alluded to, in terms of the fare structure across a city, and they actually collect data from cities around the world. I think Auckland might have been the only one in the survey, maybe Christchurch, but definitely Auckland. And so we sort of look at what the data is telling us, and we say, actually, we've got to flatten these fares, so we've got to bring discounts back in that make them more sort of geographically located. I think that's kind of where the idea took genesis. And it's something that, honestly, in my ward in particular, they're really passionate about. And so that's kind of how it all came about. But, you know, it's not all my thing, right, to be honest. The mayor has been pushing it very hard as well, and I'm really proud of that. I'm really happy that he's doing that. So, yeah, success has many parents, right? I think that's what I'm trying to say.
So council's cost-cutting budget has been in the news as being a success in terms of achieving what it set out to do. Do you see it working?
When we're looking at proposing costs, cost cuts, I would sort of look at it a different way and look at the services that they're providing. So personally, I would want us to cut as little as possible in terms of people's actual services. And that's where we're at the moment, right? Since the Super City's inception in 2010, we've saved about $1.2 billion, that's with a B, in terms of those kind of efficiency savings, those value for money savings. But what I need to be clear with people is that well is kind of running dry, right? There's always some efficiencies to be had, but by and large, when we're looking at cutting funding, we're really cutting services at this point. That's kind of where you're at. So, yeah, in terms of cost cutting, I mean, I'm all for efficiencies. We all are, right? But I'd just be very careful about what you're looking to cut.
I can probably guess your answer to this, but should council review things like cutting early childhood education when the returns are not worth it?
Yeah, in terms of VCE, it's not an issue that I'm particularly close with. I think there are other councillors that have been doing a really good job in that space. And I think that the ECE centres and the parents involved themselves have been pushing that one. So, you know, I think it's obviously worth a review. We should look at all these things again. But my thing that I'm really close to at the moment is the rubbish bin issue. So council has voted to remove 30% of the rubbish bins in Auckland, and that's created a huge community backlash. And honestly, that's a decision I think we need to revisit.
That was Auckland Council's Shane Henderson on Auckland's public transport issues and the cost-cutting budget.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.